Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm in San Diego with
Dave Dresden, and I'm a maker of music and a mover of feet.
So the first thing I want to know is, what's a Dave Dresden staple? Is there an object or sound or a phrase that totally encompasses who you are and what you do?
If we're talking about music, I was actually just thinking about this because I'm working on a track, and it's definitely the drums and the patterns of the drums that I use, which I think would characterize my sound.
So you just started touring solo after becoming pretty well known for your work with Gabriel and Dresden. I'm just wondering, what are you most excited about or most apprehensive about being a solo artist?
Well, I feel like GND didn't quite do what they were supposed to do, or what I imagined that we would do as a duo. So the challenge in this transition has been to accept that we're not working right now and to celebrate DJing alone, which I really do enjoy because I have a lot of ideas about how to work a dance floor that I couldn't explore with Josh, or just didn't seem apropos to what we were doing. And now I have a lot more freedom, which makes it a little bit more fun to DJ. And music making is a different thing altogether, because my experience with making music has only been 7 years, and my DJing experience has been 21 years. So right now I'm really just trying to find my sound, to find out what in fact I did in GND, and what I brought to the table, and what I can do by myself, and how to work the gear. And also to find some people that I work well with, which has been kind of fun. But I still haven't found somebody that I gel with like Josh yet. And that could just be me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you break up with somebody, you're just sort of left with the pieces and you have to put them back together. And it hasn't been horrible.
Yeah.
It hasn't been great, but it's life, and I'm dealing with it. And so far, so good.
Are you looking to team up with someone again, or is that a goal you have for the future?
I am looking to do whatever it takes to make the greatest music out there, and if that means I have to work with 5 people, I'll do it. I just want to find the right situation. And maybe the right situation is re-exploring G&D, but I don't know right now.
Well, you've been awarded the Best American DJ Award 2 years running for your work with G&D. What do you think makes your music and your work the best?
I think that what made our work, and thusly my work, the best is that there's a lot of heart and soul in the music, a lot of emotion, a lot of dramatic changes, things that cause people to pay attention and notice and remember when they leave the club, or when another DJ plays one of our songs, to take a notice of what we're doing and give them that experience. And that experience is priceless, and I think that that's what sort of set us apart from our competition and brought us to fame and glory so quickly.
In a recent interview you did, you noted that technology drives music, and with just a little bit of time, someone with not that much engineering experience can make decent music. Considering the accelerated pace that music's going and the abundance that it's available to people now, do you think that's necessarily a positive aspect, that just anyone can sit down and write music?
Well, I think that everybody could drive a car, and everybody could ride a bicycle, and everybody can eat food. Why shouldn't they be able to make music or mm-hmm. express themselves musically? I think that taking an elitist approach to music sort of shuts people off and everybody has something to say. And if they were not given the stumbling blocks of saying it, I think that music would definitely be more exciting, because there would be so many more views being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcome that, as long as it's great. And I think that there's more music being made now than there was 10 years ago, and then less music 10 years before that. So obviously the amount of ways that people can make music has improved and changed and helped people reach that goal, and I welcome it and hope that it keeps on growing.
Do you have any tips for musicians who are trying to get noticed? Because there is so much music available, it's harder for, I think, maybe better music to get selected.
Be unique. Don't copy your favorite producers, artists. Say something, because that's what is going to get you noticed in any field, is if you have something to say. Sure, there's copycats that break through, but the people that are remembered are the people who had something to say and said it.
Well, since you work with remixing, I'm wondering, do you ever get any feedback from the artists whose tracks you use?
Absolutely. As GND, we heard a lot from the artists that we remixed, generally always very positive. We even got a note from Dido when we had done a remix for her, saying that she went on stage every night. She was on a tour at the time, and she listened to our remix right before she went on stage at every show during that tour. And that's kind of a kick, because, you know, she plays to a lot of people. And being an artist and having been remixed, I know how jarring it can be to hear your music interpreted. And if we did that to her song, and it was good enough for her to listen to before she went out on stage, and that's a pretty good compliment. But it's not the norm to hear from artists on remixes. Oftentimes, the record company is who commissions the remix, and they have pretty much the green light to do these things without the artist's permission. So sometimes you just don't hear from them. But the nature of the artists we remixed, like Tiesto and Paul Oakenfold, you know, those people are pretty hands-on on their projects, and so we did hear a lot of good things from them. So I'd say it's a 50-50 thing.
Is there an artist out there or a track out there now you'd really like to get your hands on and manipulate?
Well, I used to say Radiohead, but they just did a Radiohead contest, and I entered it. I didn't really enter it. I just did the remix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done really well in my sets. Artists of that nature, bands with really interesting sounds that you can manipulate in fun ways, are who I'd like to get my hands on. I would love to work with, what's his name from Death Cab for Cutie? Ben Gibbard. I would love to work with Ben Gibbard. I think that he's an amazing songwriter, and he's got a beautiful voice, and the voice and his words are magic, and I think that my emotional tendencies in my music would mesh really well.
That in your sets now you're spinning CDs instead of using Ableton Live.
Yes.
I'm honestly not really familiar how DJing setups go, but how does that change your atmosphere when you're playing?
Well, Ableton Live was gave Josh and I the ability to be working together on the stage, and because it was both of us, it allowed us to perform together and to be doing something at all times together. I think that would be boring for people to watch me behind a laptop, and I have an extensive DJing experience, so I chose to go back to CDs for the time being until I feel like Ableton can look a little bit more hands-on and interactive, mm-hmm. or until I get back into a duo situation or a band situation. I just feel like with my ADD, CDs afford me the opportunity to do a lot of things while I'm in the mix, which I think would, like I said, look kind of boring and look like I'm checking my email if I was up there alone.
What's the one must-have tool for anyone interested in working in the electronic music field?
A Mac. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A Mac with Logic.
Okay.
That's a program. It's the Mac audio sequencing program. It's about $500, and it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows you the opportunity to express yourself with relative ease. This program 10 years ago was like Chinese arithmetic.
Yeah.
And it's definitely been made a lot more easy to work with and has helped me in this time of transition. And I really think about where I'd be if this program was not so easy to use, because it gives me the opportunity to focus more on making music than worrying about how to operate a program.
Mm-hmm. So it's really user-friendly.
Very user-friendly. I mean, even from the version before, it's volumes more user-friendly. And that's just the company's responding to the amount of kids wanting to make music. And they're giving them the tools, because the more people that use this program, the more people are going to buy Macs.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you have to have one if you're going to make music.
Outside of the electronic music realm, who or what influences you?
Thousands of bands, really. There's just so many bands. And it's so hard to name names, because they change every week. I love Interpol. I love Death Cab for Cutie or the Postal Service. I actually prefer the Postal Service more. I kind of like this emo thing, but a little bit more, less punk, more dark 80s feeling.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bands coming out. I mean, there's just so many bands. And that's what I really, really am into, and I listen to it a lot. And I really like good voices and great lyrics.
Are there any sounds from your daily life that you'd ever like to incorporate into your music?
I actually do that all the time. I constantly like hearing like doors shutting and thinking, that would be a great crash cymbal.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever go out and record them?
All the time.
Yeah.
And G&D's music was loaded with real life sounds. Because when you record a sound, you're also getting the atmosphere of the room that you're recording.
Mm-hmm.
And that translates into your song and really gives it soul. It's like a hidden secret in a lot of people's music.
Yeah. What's the most sort of unique sound you've ever gone out and recorded, would you say?
The dinner plate reverb? When I was in Mykonos last summer, we had ordered room service, and it came in this huge dinner plate cover.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been a foot tall, like, you know, foot and a half wide. And I just banged on it once, and I was like, wow, listen to that sound. And so I don't remember what I was hitting it with, but I'm like, I gotta record that. And so you can pretty much record into these speakers here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I recorded it, and I can play it for you. And so all your listeners can hear. Hang on, listeners. There we go. That's me zipping my bag up. this sound has actually made it into a track that I've made already.
Really?
Yes, I get a nice little giggle when the phone rings.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's sort of like an audio diary.
Yeah.
And every time I hear a good sound, I'm just like, I got to record that. And I need to do it more.
That's pretty cool. Okay, switching tracks a little bit. I also read in an interview you were talking about having ADD and Asperger's.
I've come to find out that I probably don't have Asperger's syndrome.
Oh, okay.
But I do have ADD and I have bipolar disorder.
How does that affect your creative process? Do you feel like it gives you a leg up? Yeah.
Most definitely. It allows me to respond to emotional music in a very emotional way, which drives my creativity very high. I think that if you look at the history of creative anything, there's lots of fucked up people. And it sort of explains a lot as to why I make the music that I make and like the music that I do. Mm-hmm. And while it's not necessarily always a fun thing to have, I have it, so I might as well celebrate it rather than dwell on it and be depressed. And I found a medication that really makes me feel good, so things are looking up.
Where do you hope to see yourself, or what do you hope to accomplish within the next year?
I would like to have a hit song outside of G&D, and I already have the makings of that with a song called Whole Wide World, which I did with Chris Cox, which is available on my MySpace site to listen to, myspace.com/DaveDresden.
Wrap up my interviews with the same three questions for musicians, and the first is, do you have a slang term that you overuse?
Word.
What's your drink of choice?
Water and vitamin water.
A particular color?
I like the pinks and the purples and the reds.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Not for me.
Is there anything you'd like to say to wrap this up? Final words?
Thanks for caring.